An old seaman, when asked, "Where did you find Christ?" answered in a moment, "Latitude 25, longitude 54. I was sitting on deck reading one of Spurgeon's sermons, and a light shone into my soul. I took Christ as my Savior, and then thought to myself, I will take my bearings so that I may know the very spot in the wide ocean where I met the Lord Jesus." It was down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, the happy, happy day that my soul found peace in believing and my sins were washed away. Let me tell the old, old story of His grace so full and free, for I feel like giving Him the glory for His wondrous love to me. Friend of mine, I'd like to ask you today, where were you when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know when it was that you became a Christian? By the grace of God, I'm thankful that I do know where I was. It was a naval hospital in California. And there on my knees in repentance, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. I had that new birth experience. I received Him, and He brought along with Himself His gift of eternal life. Not only do I know where I was, as did this old seaman, but I know when it was. It was on the evening of the 10th of September, 1947. And as a sailor in the Navy of the United States, I recognized for the first time my guilt, my sin, my need for Christ. And there, as a guilty, lost, helpless sinner, I experienced salvation. By the grace of God, though deserving of the eternal burnings of hell, I passed from death unto life, and the Lord Jesus Christ became very real to me. But there is something more important than knowing where you were when you believed, or knowing when it was that you believed. Paul, in his writings, tells us, "I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." I'm thankful I know where I was and when it took place. It's unique in the way that this old seaman was able to answer the exact position in the great Atlantic when he trusted Christ. But friend of mine, that is not the important thing. The important thing is knowing in whom you have believed. We have all about us many religious folks, many folks who have churchianity, many who are trusting their name being on a church roll as being sufficient to take them to heaven. Let me assure you, friend of mine, it's not in joining or doing or going. But friend of mine, it is in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Doubtless you've heard the expression many times in reference to other things. It's not what you know, it's who you know, said with some degree of cynicism. Let me tell you, friend of mine, it's in knowing the person of the Lord Jesus. You may know all about the Bible. You may know all about what your church teaches. You may be quite familiar with religion. But friend of mine, the important thing, the vital issue, do you personally, individually know the Son of the Eternal God, the one who came from heaven as the virgin-born Son of the Living God, conceived by Mary of the Holy Spirit, that He might go to the cross, and there on that cross of ignominy and shame, He might bear your sin in His body on the tree, His very holy soul being poured out as an offering for your sin and mine. To be sure, friend, assurance of salvation can be yours today in Christ. Amen.